Welcome to the deep dive. So today we're jumping straight into some source material, really interesting stuff. We're going to dissect how a very specialized service markets itself, how it defines value, talks about its expertise, and, well, promises results. Our focus is the strategy behind this phrase. Clarity and guidance with the best astrologer in Sydney. That's astrologer Sri Hori.
Exactly. And our mission here, just to be clear, isn't really about the practice of astrology itself. It's more about treating this source material, this very specific promotional text, almost like a blueprint. How does any niche expert really build that trust and show their value? We're looking at how they segment services, the psychology behind the benefits they promise, basically extracting the actionable bits for you.
I like that approach. It's like looking at it as a masterclass, isn't it? Taking this deep, almost ancient knowledge and packaging it for someone today who's looking for answers. It's a great way to understand specialized positioning. You know, what makes a service like this, which deals with pretty high stakes, compelling?
Precisely. And if you look at the claims, the whole thing really rests on what the source called its core asset, deep Vedic astrology expertise.
Okay, let's unpack that one straight away.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's foundational, right? Non-negotiable. For anyone listening who might not know, Vedic astrology, it's a really complex traditional system, often linked to India, maps celestial movements to life down here. So by emphasizing Vedic, they're immediately claiming heritage complexity. It's not just any old reading service.
And the use of deep expertise is quite deliberate, I think. You see this in many specialized fields, don't you? Like niche law or complex software. Claiming deep knowledge justifies the premium, establishes authority. It signals this isn't just surface stuff. It's rooted in something substantial. That's the engine driving it all.
But they don't just leave it a technical skill, do they? The source immediately pairs that deep expertise with something softer. But just as important, it links the Vedic knowledge directly to providing personalized predictions, okay, but also compassionate advice. Why layer it like that?
Well, that really touches on trust and maybe mitigating risk for the client. Think about it. If you're offering predictions, there's inherent uncertainty involved, right? So you need to manage that psychologically. The personalized prediction part gives the technical credibility.
Right, the I know my stuff part.
Exactly. But the compassionate advice piece ensures the delivery, the interpretation is human. It's centered on the person receiving it.
So it's like saying, look, we've got the complex system, the data, if you will. But we also get that mapping this onto a messy human life needs empathy. It acknowledges that knowing the future or potential futures is only useful if you can actually use that information emotionally and practically. It's a mix of like high-tech data and high-touch service.
Absolutely. The expertise only lands if the advice feels actionable and doesn't just create more anxiety. So this dual claim technical depth plus emotional intelligence, that's pretty classic marketing for these kinds of complex personal services.
Okay, so if that deep knowledge is the engine, what are the actual gears? The things that move the client. That takes us to the core services they offer. The source breaks it down pretty clearly into three distinct pillars.
Yeah, and the segmentation is smart. It targets, arguably, the three biggest areas where humans feel uncertainty. They're selling solutions, not just, you know, readings. The three categories astrologer Sri Hori lists are 1, accurate horoscope readings, 2, love solutions, and 3, general life guidance.
Let's look at that segmentation for a second, especially carving out love solutions. Why not just bundle that under general life guidance? Seems like it could fit.
Because love, relationships, that's often where emotional investment is highest, isn't it? And where uncertainty often translates most directly into, well, a willingness to seek and pay for specialized advice. By explicitly naming love solutions, they're hitting a specific pain point, one that causes maybe the most immediate stress and need for help.
Interesting. It's signaling a specialization within the specialization. Like, we get the big picture, but we're really good at handling this particularly tricky, high-stakes area of your life.
You could say that. And then the third category, general life guidance. That's the catch-all, right? Career, maybe finances, existential stuff, navigating daily choices. And together with the accurate horoscope readings, these services are framed to help you discover your true path. It's positioned as active pathfinding, not passive fortune telling.
I like that language, true path. It gives the client a sense of agency, doesn't it? You're not just waiting for fate. You're getting a map to move forward with purpose. And the accurate claim for the readings is there to say, hey, this map is reliable.
Exactly. It's translating something potentially esoteric into practical utility. You feel lost. The service promises a reliable compass, a map tailored just for you.
Okay. So Technical knowledge gives credibility. The services are the actual process. Let's pivot to the bottom line, the outcome. What's the result? What does the source promise the client will actually get, feel, achieve after using these services?
The benefits are laid out in a really specific sequence. It seems designed to move the client from, say, anxious confusion towards confident action. That sequence is psychologically quite powerful in marketing.
Okay, lay it out for us. What's the sequence?
Right. So the first promise is the guidance helps you overcome challenges. Okay, basic problem solving. That leads directly to the emotional payoff. You achieve peace. And peace is, you know, freedom from that anxiety loop.
Yeah, peace is almost necessary before you can think clearly, right? Hard to make good decisions when you're stressed out.
That's exactly it. So once peace is established, the client moves to the cognitive benefit, gaining clarity about their future, seeing things more clearly. And then the final step, the really critical, actionable one. Armed with that clarity, you can make confident decisions.
That sequence. Challenge to peace. Peace to clarity. Clarity to confidence. That feels like a key takeaway. Anyone marketing specialized services, whether it's financial planning or, like, your personal guidance, they're ultimately selling confidence, aren't they?
Confidence is the ROI, essentially. The guidance turns that paralyzing uncertainty into decisive action. The client isn't stuck anymore, afraid of making the wrong move. They have this external validation, maybe, that lets them move forward with conviction. And this resulting state, the source says, is a happier, more fulfilling life. It neatly connects that ancient, deep technical skill right to the modern emotional states we all want.
It really brings it all together. Trading confusion for competence with an expert guide. The way this value proposition is designed, it's quite strategic. Each claim builds logically towards that final goal, confident decision making.
Yeah, it's very well structured. Now, we could probably talk all day about why that progression works so well psychologically, but just to round things out, maybe we should quickly cover the practical info from the source. Just reminds us the strategy exists in a real-world context, in Sydney.
Good point. The best marketing doesn't work if people can't actually engage. And the source is very clear about access. For anyone intrigued by this promise of clarity and guidance, it lists the official website first.
Right, that's https.bestastrologersrihari.com, Mastrologers in Sydney. That's like the main digital front door to everything they offer.
And then for more direct contact, which you'd imagine is important for services dealing with sensitive topics like love or life direction, two other channels are right there. A direct phone number, +614-0222-9924.
Okay.
And an email address, pandasrihari76@gmail.com.
So that whole package, the technical foundation, the specific service pillars, the clear psychological benefits, and simple ways to connect that, forms a really complete marketing funnel for this kind of specialized expertise.
So wrapping up this deep dive, the key findings seem pretty clear. Astrologer Srihari's value proposition hinges on this blend. You've got the deep Vedic astrology expertise providing the technical weight, the credibility, but it's coupled with compassionate advice, bringing in the crucial human element. Then the services are smartly divided readings, love, life guidance, all pushing towards achieving real, actionable clarity and ultimately self-confidence.
It really is a fascinating study in how you monetize complexity, but by focusing squarely on the emotional outcomes people desire. And this brings us to maybe a final thought for you, the listener, to mull over. It builds right on this idea of guidance and confident decision-making from the source. If these external personalized predictions are used to help people make confident decisions, well, we have to ask, don't we? What really is the fundamental difference, maybe in terms of your own growth or resilience, between confidence that comes from external guidance like this versus confidence that you build solely from your own internal deliberation, your own reasoning, maybe even just radical self-trust?
Does getting that external okay fundamentally change the decision itself, or does it just make it emotionally easier to take the leap? Definitely something to chew on as you navigate your own paths and decisions.